Okay, we're doing Chazal of the Omets. Yosef Miktotim, the son of the Tzibor, fell asleep, Yoichlu. They can continue eating. Who's they?
Tzibor
fell asleep. That's a bad way to start.
Let's rewind.
Okay, start again. Good morning, everyone. We're doing Chazal. Sorry for being late. Yosef Miktotim, if some of them fell asleep, Yoichlu. They can continue eating. Who's they? There's a fellow asleep. Thank you, Abishra. Yeah. There's a fellow asleep. Cool on. If they all fell asleep, lo yoichlu, they may not eat. Why may they not eat?
According to Rashba, It would look as if they're eating it in two places.
It look as if they're eating it in two places. And why is saying according to Rashba?
Yeah,
opposed to someone else. So if you say according to Rashba, you mean that other people say otherwise?
Possibly. They may argue,
we don't know of it.
Yeah, okay.
So Rashbam says, quite right, Rashbam says because of two places. Are what we talking about? The Korban Pesach, we're talking about the Matzah. What's the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah talking about Korban Pesach. Would the same be true about Matzah?
Come to
Rashbam, yes. Why is it according to Rashbam?
According to
Tosfos. Which Tosfos?
Amarav.
Yeah, very good. Come to Tosfos that it's not true. By Matzah, there's no problem about if you fall asleep. It's only by Korban Pesach. Why has the Rashbam know it's referring also to Matzah? How does Bam know that this mission is referring also to Matzah?
Because of the story.
Yes, because of Abai and Rabba. That Abai was there, and Rabba was there, and Abai told Rabba, hey, you're falling asleep. And that obviously wasn't through the confessor of why not in his parents. How come Rabba?
We didn't have it.
Right, Rabba was well after the Chuban. Therefore, clearly wasn't talking about Korban Pesach.
Why is this?
There's
also
the Rashbam
that says that they're not even
talking about
Pesach
whatsoever. Well, there again, not. Also, Rashbam, well, Rashbam's right. But long ahead of the game. So, Rashbam's right. So, Rabba obviously was not talking about the Korban Pesach. And therefore, and that must be a single matter. So, what's the problem if he falls asleep? And then, now you see that somebody falls asleep. There is a problem. But one second. There was only one person who fell asleep. And the Mishnah says, Yoshna Miktsoson, if only one person falls asleep, you can continue eating. So what was Rabba's problem? What was Abaye's question on Rabba? Rabba was falling asleep. Abaye was there. Abaye told Rabba, why are you falling asleep? You can't continue eating matzah. It must be talking about matzah. Fine, okay, we understand it's talking about matzah. But only one person fell asleep, so why is it that Abaye was standing up and you can't continue eating matzah?
He was not part of the
Sudan. Oh, that's one theory. Yes, we can't start shit every time again. We can't set them to scratch. Good morning, everyone. What are you talking about? You're online. People are going to be listening to this. One thing, Mahatlat, we're asking a question. And there's a basic answer to this, which you don't have to scratch it too far for this. What was Rabba's problem? What was Abai's problem? No, Rabba was sleeping. Rabba answered him back then why he wasn't sleeping properly. No. Yeah, you're right, that could be an answer, but no.
He thought
he fell asleep in the camera. And so what? If it's Nimitz, it's okay.
I don't know.
That's the basic answer. Very good, that's the basic answer, quite right. That the Mishnah carries on to say, which we didn't do, the Mishnah carries on to say, basically, next page, Nisnamnu, if they nodded off, Yoichlu, then they may continue eating. If they had a deep sleep, they may not continue eating. Now, 1 second. What's Rabbi Yossi mean to say? If they nodded off, they continue, may continue eating. He's talking about if they all nodded off, they can continue eating. Or is he going to tell me that some of them had a deep sleep, that person can't continue eating? But I remember we had the shayla, what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yossi? Is he going to tell us that it's a kula, limiting the chumrah of the Tanakhama? Tanakhama says if they all fall asleep, they cannot continue eating. To which Rabbi Yossi says, well, if you just nodded off, it's okay. Or is he going to say a chumrah of the Tanakhama? So if some people fell asleep, it's okay, you can continue eating. So the Rabbi Yossi, your horse is, it depends. If they had a deep sleep, they're not. So which one was Rabbi Yossi come to tell us?
Rashbam says a Risha.
Rashbam says that he's come to come and tell us a Chumah. But that what you're saying, that if some of them fell asleep, it's okay, that's only if it's not a deep sleep. If it's a deep sleep, it's a Chumah. How do you know that? Don't tell me Rosh HaKodesh. How does Rashbam know that if some of them fell asleep, but deeply you can't continue eating?
Because of the story.
Abaye was there, he didn't fall asleep. Right? He thought Rabbo fell asleep deeply.
This is what he said.
Right. That's how Rashbam knew it. From this story, Rashbam knew it. Matzah, and you have to explain your beauty. Talking about Matzah, because otherwise what's Abaye talking to Rabbi about in the first place? And he knew what Rabbi was talking about, because again, what is Abaye talking to Rabbi about? If Abaye is awake and keeps the game going, and they might know, if one of them falls asleep deeply, that's what Rabbi is saying, and we pass that Rabbi, if one of them falls asleep deeply, you're finished. To which Rabbi answered, no, I'm just nodding off. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good? Good. Excellent. Wonderful. So that is that. So now comes on Yeshua and says, yeah, but still have to learn the sugi that way. It could be just talking about Korban Pesach. How can the sugi just be talking about Korban Pesach?
Because the story of Abaye and Rava has nothing to do with Pesach whatsoever. It has to do with Tanya.
Very good. Says Tesis. This is now Tesis. Not doing every word inside, but this is Tesis. I'm a Rava. I'm a computer. I'm a base. Halfway down the Tesis, he says,
you did the last
line
of Rashma.
Huh?
You didn't do any
Rashma. We
didn't do any Rashma. Oh, we covered most of that Rashma.
Yeah, covered, but yeah, we missed that. We're saying about that. Yeah, which one? Sure. No, which one?
No, okay, he said this point that that don't say, Leko le Perushi Tamo Mishun Dei Mafkir Nachar Masa Pekomen. Deep came to Shilida, Krishna, the Mary Mafkirin.
Right, that wasn't me asking it quite right, yeah. Is it another raya for what he's saying? The legless and tamay mission name of Sina Khamat of Kemon, maybe the reason is not because of two Makamis, but the reason is you mustn't be left with it, you mustn't remove your sage. And that's what Mish is saying. And so the Avakasha comes to the other Loshan, who says they are left to eat after Matan, right? So can't be that the reason is because of that must be because of Tzuma Kremes, and even by must was the problem of Tzuma Kremes, and that's what Rabba and Abaye were discussing. Right, the Tesis, in the middle of Tesis, Tesis is, we want to point the point that Rabbi Shua was saying. You know, a bit higher. Abu Matzalai Askechon Besum Dukta. Or Vahainu Dafka Bepesach. Vahainu Dafka Bepesach is in that place of Zamarab, is about 10 lines down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, 10 lines exactly down. The last word on the line is Vahainu.
Who? Where
is it? Oh, you must have a different source of that. Omarab. Omarab. Kuf Yud Tes on the base. That's by Matzah, there's no Makai to forbid two places. Aye, Mishum de Iskis, the Pesach. This is, it's not comparable to Pesach Karmen. This and Tosafot had the right for this. So the right I don't want to go into at the moment. But I want to skip to a bit later, but it says, I had this story later on. Vada Kamina Kamon is a few lines later. Vada Kamina Kamon, Abaya Hava Yosef Kamei Derabo. You've got it?
Yeah.
Abaya Hava Yosef Kamei Derabo. This is a story. So what's he talking about? Rabbi was eating matzah. Pesach kuntra. So come on. Tashi says, "I've got to learn this man of Pesach." Oh, it's kish matzah to Pesach. Matzah is comparable to Pesach. But lo, you know, here says Rashbam. Says Tosis. It's not true. So what's the story talking about? Says the Gemara. Says Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Mepash. So Gavei Tainis. It's referring to Tainis. And this is the story that sent Tainis Esther. If it's like, yeah, somebody goes to sleep and he wakes up in the morning before Alois, which is at what time, Bernard?
Quarter to five.
And he wakes up, let's say at 4:30, and he says, I want to have a schnapps. So for him after all. So then, since he went to bed, then he didn't think he's going to continue to eat and drink, so he can't do it. Right? So, and it says, I'm in a big coming to town, it's Yosin, once you fell asleep, also, you're not allowed to eat. That's only if your mom is sleeping. I'm misnamnim. Somebody nodded off. Loi. And Rabbi was misnamnim. Oboy le mesa both of him wanted to forbid, and Abai wanted to forbid Rabbi to eat afterwards. So can my Tirani Pesach, Rabbi bore right from Al Mishtov Pesach, it's from my common Pesach. Then we see a chiluk between Kechiech de Ba Pesach, Lechos of Namnim, Baalma, Tam nodding off is not called considered Kesheno, it's not considered Kesheno, I like sleeping. So too, Leinish name Kremit, Hachanam Lechos of Nimnum Leinian Tainis. So too, it's not considered nodding off, sleeping. Nodding off regarding Tainis, which is going to be tomorrow, is not considered sleep. So according to Tosafos, the whole sugya wasn't talking about matzah anyway. I was not talking about Pesach. Anyway, I was just talking about a kuzma, where we find in Pesach and Chiluk, you all nod off or you don't nod off. Right, that's the sugya in that. If you remember, we saw the Rosh Hashanah before the Rambam learns that's not true. Even if the chiddush of Rabbi Yosi was to say if they all fall asleep, that was the chiddush of Rabbi Yosi. Right? But if one person falls asleep even deeply, you can continue eating. That's what the Rambam's opinion is. If one person in a group, one person says, one person has a real big crop, as we say in Yiddish, a real deep sleep, he can continue eating.
He can continue eating.
So the side is, so what was Abaya arguing with Rabbi about? If Abaya was awake, so what if Rabbi fell asleep? So what if Rabbi fell asleep? So go on.
He was the only one in the
room. So Rabbi was the one who was there. Abaya was a bystander, was watching it. That was a terrorist which we saw in the Rishonim. So very good. So that's the Shakra Bataya.
Sorry, is that the Bataya was not part of the Chabur?
Yeah, it wasn't really a Chabur, it was Satanite, it was Matzah.
Yeah.
So he was just, after his baby, he came to watch what his rabbit is. Right. That's the Shakra Bataya of the Gemara. You see what we've just done now? We've taken the sugar, we've reminded ourselves, without getting into all the balagan of the rise and tastes in and comes, which mahalach might be the more great mahalach, but at least the maskonas that came out from the sugya. We've seen a mishnah, we've seen some people sleeping, eating. Are we talking about compared to matzah? I've got exercises on that, and how you learn the story of of Rabban Abaya, which will have two Ashlachot. One afternoon is talking about Matzah, or is the Mishnah Dafka talking about Korban Pesach? And number two is how to learn the story of Rabban and Abaya. What is it talking about? One second, Yusha. What is it talking about? But they all fell. So Biyoshi holds that the halacha is if you all fall asleep, then you're gone, finished. And the chiddush of Rabbi Yoshi was to tell me that if some of you fell asleep, if it's a deep sleep, you're also finished.
Mm-hmm.
Or as the Rabbi Yoshi comes to tell me that if some of you fall asleep, it's fine, even deeply. I'm telling you, if you all fall asleep, then you've got one.
If you all fall asleep and it's just the nod off, then you're okay.
Yes.
That's the fish. If it was on
the face.
How is Tosfos supposed to deal with Marzusa? I mean, this is the last bit in Rashbam, where Rashbam gives proof that it looks like there's no makom, that they've changed foot, that they're eating in two places. And it applies to Machter as well, and based on Marzutra, and how in Tosfos here said on the previous Amud that someone goes from Pesach and has nothing to do with Machter. How do you do
it? So I'll just say your question in other ways. A very, very good question. I'll just say your question in other ways. The Rashban at the end gave a pshat that Veleke the Prusse, that's where you're going on.
Veleke
the Prusse, time is in the Imaf Tien Achamat Safi Kerimon. So they pshat, these two lines that Rashban means to say that back in the mission to my competitor, but Abai and Rabbo brought a raya from our Mishnah. That's what the discussion was, from our Mishnah to discuss what Abaya and Rabba were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So Abaya was by Matzah, just says Rashbam, it's Mokach that the Bim by Matzah is the problem to Mekoyos. So says Rashbam, maybe not, maybe there's another problem. The problem is that you'll be replacing the taste of the Matzah with something else. Perhaps that's what Abaya was upset with. If you continue eating, you're now replacing the taste of the matzah yet beforehand with this matzah. Maybe that's what Abaye was upset with Rabba.
What does that have to do with
Abaye
and Rabba?
It doesn't have to be.
So now Abaye and Rabba were right from the Mishnah to explain what he was doing. So you see, that must also be shut in the Mishnah then. If Abaya and Rabba are discussing the Mishnah and they're saying Abaya is upset with Rabba because of something,
mm-hmm.
So maybe it's not because of Tumakrimis might be a Korban Pesach, but maybe because of or maybe there's no problem to Tumakrimis Achama even by Korban Pesach. There's a new problem, something about Eimav Tienacha Mata Avikoyon, and so the Mishnah is because of Eimav Tienacha Pesach Avikoyon, and Abaya and Rabba who were arrived in the Mishnah are talking about Eimav Tienacha Mata Avikoyon, which that's how it'd be. So says Rashbam, if that be true, then I'll cross Rabbi and Rabbi saying shop in the Mishnah is that it's talking about Imam that is an institute after eating matzah. That's against what Mazutra said in the Gemara. But according to Tosfos, Rabbi and Rabbi weren't discussing at all Hilchos matzah. They're discussing as a tainus. So it's bringing a raya from the Mishnah, so there's no habamina. The Mishnah took my head as a Pesach, not took my head as a Matzah. It's only if Abaye and Rabba took my head as a Matzah, we're putting it back into the Mishnah, is that going to have ramifications on how to learn Hilchos Matzah.
Okay, right.
But if Abaye and Rabba took my head as a tainus, and I'm bringing a raya from Hilchos Korban Pesach, because of what you arrived from Hilchos Shlishayimah, it wouldn't have any ramification on the halachas of Hilchos Matzah. Right? So what was your question? Your question was that there is an opinion of Ya'al Lashit after Matzah. So how does that fit in with Abaye and Rabba? Because Abaye and Rabba went to my Matzah, they took my Hilchos Tainus.
Right, that's what
it is. So therefore there's no problem.
Except
Abaye and Rabba were not discussing Matzah.
Tosfos at the end of the day still holds that this whole discussion with respect to Matzah, whether or not this halacha applies, this Mishnah is only talking about Pesach, it's not talking about matzah.
Matzah you can eat in two plates.
Right, you can eat in two plates. Right. But still you have this discussion from, you know, with Mar Zutra and this argument that Rashbam brought in, which doesn't address what Tosfos concerned and how does Tosfos answer. Maybe let me know.
Shmuel has two opinions in this, so.
Yeah, I'm not sure what your are is anyway. You're allowed to eat matzah, 20 kazitzim of matzah.
Why not?
You can, right? So if you're all, you can eat in two places, so I'm eating 10 kazitzim and 10 kazitzim there, there's no problem in that. What's the problem with eating in two places? There is no such thing as two places according to Rashbam, according to places. So as much as you can eat at home in one place, 20 gazetzim. So eating in two places, 10 and 10. But this discussion is after you finish your mitzvah matzah. You want to eat something else, it would be a problem. Okay, so that was that. So now back to the next stage of the Gemara. HaPesach Acha Chatzoi Sin Tamash Yidai. HaPesach Acha Chatzoi Sin Tamash Yidai. So now this is the big study for you this week. Yeah, please.
How?
The point.
Why do we ignore the book? What gives them license to ignore the Shamans?
Because the Babli is not like that. The Babli puts this. Because the Babli puts this sugya and this Gemara Mamish on our Mishnah. And.
Rishami
is why. Yeah, I understand. Rishami.
I mean,
why did Rishami explain that talking about Tanya and the Babli didn't? That's the answer. Because the Babli. Rishami has explained talking about Tanya, because when you're learning the sugya, it's clearly talking about Hilchos Petach. Let's put this here. If there's a Gemara, in Gemara Tanya, but we'll discuss about Tanya. And there we're discussing them. And then it says, Abaya ben Namnin, and Rabbah brought a rye from a Mishnah Sochim. Then I can hear what you're saying, right? So we're talking about Hilchos Tainis. And you bring me a rye from Sochim. But if we're talking about Mishnah Sochim, and you start saying Abaya Pharisee, and you bring a rye from Mishnah Sochim, then automatically the basic assumption is we're talking about Hilchos Sochim.
Who put together the
Rishami then? Rishami, now it's a Sochim, then. I'm right. Yeah.
So I'm already wrong. So that case that he said, we are holding something happened on.
Regarding this, and Amarayim in Bavli wrote otherwise.
From the fact that he didn't specify,
it was my health of tainis. From the fact that Amarayim did not specify, when we learn Agamara, Bavli, which Amarayim gave over to us, it wasn't that you meant to learn Yerushalmi first to understand what the Bavli said. But you have a Bavli that clearly indicates otherwise. I told you, the fact it doesn't say clearly indicates otherwise. This Bavli that does not say that we're talking about kindness is clearly right for that. Also, the Yerushalmi, where does the Yerushalmi say it? It says in Stockholm or it says in Tainus? Where does the Yerushalmi say it? Tainus. So Yerushalmi in Tainus writes that. So obviously, very good, that's explaining Tainus. But the Bavli puts it in Stockholm. Why did the Bavli put in Stockholm? Because the Bavli held that this story was regarding the matzah. Right, so so that's the second half of the Mishnah. The after Chatzos, the Pesach is Metame Es Yedai. Now why should it be Metame Yedai? Yeah, obviously an Exeya, right. But why? Why not after 10 o'clock? Why after Chatzos? Because it's noisy, not time to eat, because it's noisy is at midnight. Now who's that person? Who holds that noisy is at midnight?
Is this a general noser cloud? Is it midnight or are we talking? talking about within the context.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Norman Meister says that the baker. Our common Talmud is that the baker slums at the baker. But covered by common Pesach, there is an opinion that holds that Meister is ready for midnight. Choose that opinion, Blossom and Zai. Thank you for the promise of Blossom and Zai. Why is he held by common Pesach is different than any other Kobun? This is Balai Lazar. Balai Lazar, we don't know from Makis Mechayes, he shows Balai Lazar. So we know till midnight, there's, you can eat there, after that is Meister. So therefore, from Chatzos, it's Mitame Es Yedayim. And the Mishnah carries on, that Pigol, Meister, Mitame Es Yedayim. Yes. These things are Mitame Es Yedayim. So says the Gemara, Amal Chatzos, Havali Meister. You see, from Chatzos, it is Meister. From Chatzos is Meister. Mantana on the Vesa for Beloz Ben Azari. Zom Achleik is the Beloz Ben Azari and Chachomim. Whether Nois of Kovim Pesach is from Chatzos or not. So Beloz Ben Azari holds it is from Chatzos, and according to Rebbe Akiva, it is till the morning. Here's something interesting, something which we didn't discuss, and here's an interesting point. We know that Allah is Eim Afsir and Achav Pesach HaPikoyim on. You're not allowed to eat after Pesach, other things, right? Desserts, anything, takes away taste, you're not allowed to eat. Till when? Till when are you not allowed to eat?
Until you wake up?
By the morning, maybe till at the end of Pesach. Not going to start. So maybe 2 days, the president can last 2 days. Why are you saying the morning?
He has to make Kiddush also for
Rabbi Rebbe. So you're all throwing me numbers. I want to hear Svaris. Why until
the
noon?
That might have been the last time possible to perform Pesach.
Thank you very much, Reserve Bernard. As long as you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, so that's still the time of the Korban Pesach. The minute the Korban Pesach is finished, then the hill just come better finished, so you can eat afterwards. So until the morning, there's a din of Kogan Pesach. So maybe you're not allowed to eat until the morning. But once the morning comes, you're finished with Hilchos Korban Pesach. So then, now you start the morning, you can eat now. That's the Kogan Pesach.
So the whole reason why you're not allowed to eat after morning is because they arrest, so you should fill yourself up on it, right?
Right.
So if the concern is that you should fill yourself up on it, so what difference does it make the shem, the zman of the Pesach, or not the zman of the Pesach?
Because as long as the time of the Korban Pesach is there, so we've got limitations on what you're allowed to do. You're not allowed to continue eating to ensure that you fold yourself up with the Korban Pesach for that reason. Yeah? For how long? Can't say forever and ever, ever, because we want to make sure you're filled up with the Korban Pesach.
Yeah.
You have to have some Avdara. The get is, as long as Hilchos Korban Pesach is Nekea, your limitations apply. The minute Hilchos Korban Pesach is finished, your limitations have gone. Right? So Mamela, according to Rebbe Akiva, you're not allowed to eat until when?
The morning.
According to Rebbe Nazari, you're not allowed to eat until when? After Chatzos. After Chatzos you can eat. Finish up the Korban Pesach. Then it's ready Noisa. Right? So Mamela, according to Rebbe Nazari, Rabbi Chumi, you have to finish your Korban Pesach by Chatzos. On the other hand, there's no problem eating afterwards.
No concern for the taste.
Because the Hilchos Korban Pesach finished, just like Bernard is happy that in the morning you should eat, not while you're at the taste. So it comes up also and in the night you can eat. When? After Korban Pesach is finished. So here comes the big chiddush, which is known as the Avni Nezer's chiddush. People have, we have it in my house, very often, that say the night takes time. People asking all the kids asking all the questions. And we come to Chatzos about 12:45. And around about 12:15 or 12:00, we get to matzah. We're lucky quarter to twelve, we get to matzah. So now we have two options in front of us. We can either rush the meal, skip out a whole bunch of things, rush it, and you'll come to Afikim Machatzis, able to get it. Because there's an Indian to Afikim Machatzis. We have a Chesh for Abel Zeran Azari, that's what we learned in the study, right? Because the most you show them have to Chesh for Abel Zeran Azari. But on that Cheshman, if you do that, the wife gets upset. She's worked so hard, and you're gobbling down the meal. Now, I have tried that, and Bemet, it's I've worked very hard, and there's a lot of him, it's a gewaltige mitzvah, there's a lot of him, they're prepared to. So the obvious eitzah is to make sure you don't finish, you get to matzah by 11:45, you get to matzah by 11:15, half past 11, that's the obvious eitzah, not better than nothing, obviously, yeah? And then you have more time and you can do it all, but with families and big families, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. So you get home in England, I say this is always at 1:02, whatever the reason why in England is 1:02 and it's 12:45, but in England is 1:02, and we used to get some months around the back by 12:45. That's what we used to get. So we had like 20 minutes for the whole thing. So what do you do if you want to be late after you came on by Christmas? What do you do? So here's the eighth, I'll tell you, here's the eighth of the Armenians. What you do is, you eat a Kazakh matzah, and so we're now at 12 o'clock, you eat your matzah, and you start your meal. At about 11:30, 12:15, 1, when it's coming close to the chatzos, you have another kezayis matzah, and you say to yourself, if the halacha is like the halacha ben Azariah, this should be my apikoimon. And now having apikoimon, I'm leaning, having apikoimon, according to the halacha ben Azariah. If the halacha is like Rekiva, I don't want this to be my apikoimon. So I'm eating my apikoimon on it tonight. Maybe the halacha is like the halacha ben Azariah, maybe like Rekiva. I'm leaning, I'm eating it. After that, I have a little break for a few minutes, till after chatzos. At chatzos, now, if the halacha is like the halacha ben Azariah, I can eat my meal. There's no problem because of Rosemary Dying can eat your meal after the place. If the halacha is like a Vakiva, I haven't had my apikoimon, so anyway I can eat. So I continue eating my meal, and then at the end I have another kezayis of matzah leaning. This time my apikoimon according to a Vakiva, and with that you eat the first shit. That is an eitz is known as the Tanai of the Avni Neza. An eitz of the Avni Neza to do such a thing. Not everyone holds you can do it, but that is an eitzah which he gives. Yeah, they make it tonight. If the halacha is like Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, there's no eitzah to eat after the morning. The only reason can be because that's the end of the time of Korban Pesach. So if we say that's true, then it'll be the same by Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. After chatzos, you're allowed to eat. So it'll be very good eitzah. If the halacha is like Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, I'm eating my apikoimon. What about the rest of my shalom bayis? Don't worry, I'm going to eat everything afterwards. Relaxed, everything good, because after chatzos I'm allowed to eat. Either seder, also in the morning there's a taste, but we say it doesn't matter, because after chatzos, the time of confess is finished, doesn't matter. After the time of confess is finished, all hagbalot are finished. So that's clear. You don't have to stay fasting for the whole of Pesach. As long as the Pesach is true, as long as the Pesach is there, we do not let you have anything to eat afterwards. But once the Pesach is finished, that halacha is gone.
All of our concerns are thrown out the window.
Why?
The whole concern that we have is a person is going to not eat it all, not going to be satiated, going to think about eating afterwards. All these concerns that we have, we're throwing them out the window. I don't understand.
No, no.
Throwing it out the window.
We're going to make sure a person knows that you're not going to be able to eat if you have your apikoimon, if you have your Korban Pesach at 12 o'clock, you know, so no, you're not allowed to eat until 12:45. So make sure you eat properly before that. Everything is about this. Obviously, that's the Agbalot. You can't tell me that because we were concerned, we're going to have to forbid you till midday on the next day. What's the Agbalot?
What's the
Agbalot?
I don't know what the Pashas really is the next day.
Why the morning? Why? Why should we choose the morning?
That's how people normally eat.
So maybe it's midday the next day then.
Nobody eats
in the morning at Elul. No one eats in the morning at 6 in the morning. No one eats
at 6 in the morning.
So you're not allowed to eat at 6 in the morning?
Whenever a person is old eats.
Right, so you're not allowed to eat at 6 in the morning?
What?
You're not allowed to eat?
Allowed.
You are allowed? happening? Six in the morning is before davening.
Yeah. No, before davening?
Just after. Are you allowed to have a schnapps?
No.
Why not?
You're not allowed to before davening.
Just schnapps again, if it helps you.
Really?
Yeah, it helps you. You're allowed to have a coffee. You're allowed to have something.
Coffee? Okay.
Coffee.
Have a coffee.
Or if somebody is choling, is actually before davening, no?
Exactly.
Or if you're bells and you're older, you're allowed to eat before davening. Right? So you're allowed to eat. Are you allowed to eat?
No.
Why are you allowed to eat? You're taking away the taste of the common pesach.
I'm not taking it away.
Why not? You've still got a taste of common pesach in your mouth.
What?
You've still got a taste of common pesach in your mouth. Why are you allowed to? Seriously, it's very simple. The hagbalot, all hagbalot, are kashrut to the halachas. If the halachas is finished, the hagbalot are finished. As much as now, the common pesach is not again. All hagbalot also. So maybe, you're right. In every svar, every drabonon, you can hang that. Every sakana drabonon, you can always find a legal loophole. Always. And so, ma'ilu chacham and takanosam. It's true, there's every takana that bond, there's a takana, there's a surah of the takana, and the way you do it. So,
well, sorry,
the reason and the surah.
I didn't understand what we learned previously when we said that we were concerned we might not eat accordingly before the carbon vapor. Because, and we had a kashash, if we allow him to eat after the carbon vapor, what will happen? Can you explain to me how?
If we allow him to eat after the carbon vapor, then he'll eat the carbon vapor hungry and he might break the books. So now, we're a person, now you're right, what would be if a person eats Kom Pesach a minute before the morning?
Yeah.
A minute before the morning.
3 minutes before.
Right. So you're right, if Alter Connor was to celebrate the bones, so Alter Connor's not going to fit in here. Because Alter Connor is not going to fit in. You're quite right. In such a case, because Alter Connor won't fit in. Why? Because the Takana was, there's a reason for the Takana, but there's a way you have the Takana, the laws of the Takana. Laws of the Takana were, as long as Kom Pesach is Nekeah, we are putting on you Hagbalot. Therefore, what would I gain by that? Most people don't eat the Kom Pesach a minute before the morning. They eat the Kom Pesach at 2 in the morning, at 1 in the morning, at 11 in the night. They eat the Kom Pesach earlier. If they would know that they're not allowed to eat for another 7 hours afterwards, they'd make sure that they'd eat their meal first. And then have the Kom Pesach afterwards. And the Maida will go tell you, as long as you've got the taste of Kom Pesach in your mouth, you're not allowed to take away the taste of the Kom Pesach in your mouth to make sure that you eat before the Kom Pesach. Now you're right, there could be a case when you have a person who will eat the Kom Pesach mamish in the last minute. However, if he did that, why is he eating Kom Pesach right at the last minute? Pesach, he must have eaten beforehand, which is Gevaldik anyway. But even if it wouldn't be, even if he didn't eat beforehand, it doesn't make a difference. When a Chazal gives Takonis, they have their reason for it, and they have their way and the Takonis of how they do the Takonis. And sometimes, not every time, that they give that rule, that halacha, not every time, it's ironclad, not every time it'll take be foolproof. You know what I mean? Not every time it'll be foolproof. So now, couldn't you have a lot of an azariah that says, just like a kunda chachomim, a bekiva, who holds that it's still the morning, you're allowed to eat after the morning, so too comes a lot of an azariah, when it comes midnight, you're allowed to eat after midnight. So in the mail, you have a girl to get tonight.
So what's the problem with tonight?
You can tell me in a minute why not. So first of all, not because of the Yossi. I'll tell you in a minute. You'll tell me in a minute why not.
Because
we got my sure already.
No. You have the Ram that says you're also supposed to say hello before it. So there's, hey, would you go out and
what's up here? It's the home of the Ram.
No, you're planning on eating later because
you're not going to say that tomorrow then. You're not going to say that tomorrow then. You're not going to say, so you won't get the Ram. You won't get the Ram. Okay, Davin is, it won't help you for the Ram. You won't get the Ram. Okay. So you won't get the Ram. Say that. You won't get the Ram. Ram is the Chumrah, which is only born in one region. Not pulled down by anyone else. So the Muslim should try and be careful. But say, no, I won't manage to get the wrong. But at least I manage to get up in Kayman and come to all the shittas. So I need my up in Kayman before Chassis. I'll wait. I need another up in Kayman after Chassis.
Are you supposed to finish that in Kayman before?
You were supposed to finish according to one sheet.
Which is the same name. Same name. Same name. Same name. So I had that. I had my Afikoman. I had my Afikoman. I made it tonight. I don't know which Afikoman is going to be my Afikoman. My brother was there, my Akiva. I don't know which one. I'm saying it tonight. If the Alok is my brother, this is Afikoman. And the other thing is nothing. If the Alok is my Akiva, this is nothing.
What
happens if something got two pieces of meat? He's not sure which one is the Korban Pesach. And he says to himself, listen, I have to finish the Korban Pesach. I'm not sure. In the case where you're not sure. So I have to finish the Korban Pesach by a certain time. I'm not sure if I have to finish the Korban Pesach by Chatzeres or so by later. So I'm not, I have two pieces of meat. I'm not sure which one is the Korban Pesach. So I say to myself, if this is the Korban Pesach, so I've got Kavona, this should be my Korban Pesach, and I finish the whole thing. If it's not, then I've gone, oh, that should be the Korban Pesach, and I'll finish that whole thing. That's what we have as well. We have two matzahs. I have to eat one by Chatzeres, or maybe I have to eat that one by the morning. I'm not sure which one is the Chiyuv. So I say to myself, if the Alok Azariah Be'eloz Ben Azariah, then I'm having this for matzah, Pavikim, and that's that. If the Alok Azariah Be'eloz, I'm not being having Kavona to be Yetzir Afikoman now. So I haven't done Afikoman. I have not done Afikoman. So I can continue eating. I'm not saying you. But I haven't had that Afikoman matzah.
On the
side
that you did.
So I said, in Alexander, I had that Afikoman, so I'm only not allowed to eat till when?
For the morning.
No.
So Alexander, the Alok Zayin belongs to Ben Azariah, I'm only not allowed to eat till when? So I've had to come on up Afikoman, and after Chatzeres I can eat. And I said, the Alok Zayin Bekiva, I didn't have my Afikoman. So I can eat after Chatzeres. Alright, somebody has to ask a fundamental question.
Now we should take the Al-Dashaka, Amanda 446 or 428, the Chumas, the December 2.
446, 90 minutes, which one?
The 72 minutes is 446.
72 minutes, excellent. 446. So somebody wakes up at 4:30 and wants to have a schnapps, or you want to
eat it. And that's what it said, there is a Chumas that's something that's the 90 minutes.
So it's off.
Okay. And then, but the fundamental question I want to ask
is 446 is a race on Sunday, on Monday morning. Okay, let's go.
What I want to say is, you meant to keep the Korban Pesach on Asura.
Exactly,
no. But now you say, this is the Korban Pesach. You're eating it on Asura. You don't have to eat a part of the meal so that it's on Asura. Like I said, there is a kind of famous snide that you're going to take it at 6:25 to 1 and get to eat it.
Okay,
so you can't just leave it at 5 minutes to do it. You need a much, you need to have to eat part of the meal.
One second. If you were eating Korban Pesach when we had the Bishop English and you did not have a meal beforehand and it came 10 minutes before Chatzeres, should you eat Korban Pesach or say, sorry, I can't do it?
No, you have to eat it if you prefer.
No.
But then you can also come to a situation where you eat it once a day and see something for these 2 days. And then you're going to come afterwards and eat more than real. When you come to me to eat with what you consider to be the real Afikoman, but it seems that Afikoman, you can re-eat it after the gas.
Yeah, good. Alright, you have to be careful. If you eat too much, you won't be able to make
it. And you have to eat meal because you need to tell when you can get the AC more
of a meal. Right, so come along. How come they never reach it? Don't take the massive kibbutz in and
you get a lot of time between.
But there's more of a beat to car on this tonight. The tonight is given
that you also keep the time up by Rabbi. Just because you're allowed to eat this doesn't mean that you have to eat.
Rabbi said, my Kabbalah, I don't want to be able to. I want to be able, a good eater anyway, a good eater to tell your wife is not to prepare big meals. No, Bermet is a good answer.
Yeah,
no, Bermet is a good answer. You don't need to have three courses. Meal on Thursday night. You try. It's beyond the meal. But then if you have a chizka, fish and chicken and chicken soup, you can limit it. But that's eight to seven before. But let's say somebody wants to have a chubatik meal. So you're right, you could have your apikim earlier, but I go, come on, I don't want to be yaisa. And that's what's good. If I look like a bekiva, I'm not yaisa, I can continue eating. If I look like a bekiva, I'm not yaisa, I was yaisa, and I won't eat until chatzot, then I'll start eating again. Kedalik! Except there's one hara, one difficulty on this hara. One difficulty. There's more, but one major difficulty which we learned. Yechol yot, even the kunjur bekiva. It's not more hard, he saw the opinion there, the Rambam didn't know all of that, because there is a curry, but the Yehudi of the Kundra of Akiva, you have to eat it by Chatzis. And therefore this Tanai is only help you if you're all like the Rambam that you can do afterwards, the Rosh and Efsi you can do afterwards, the Rambam wasn't so excited about it. If you're all that you could eat after Chatzis, and you're not worried about that, you got Menavio. Then this Tanai can work. Right? So it's not lechatzchila is everything lechatzchila, so that's nice. But for me that, some of you are a big family, and God says, can I even make it a suit? You know what a suit is? Yeah, pick up the word. That's an Israeli word. Suit all time, that's John. Suit is a nightmare. You can either make your shinder a nightmare, your lechatzchila, twist your idea. No time for that. I was too busy. You have a better question? Yeah. You can do it like that. Or I'm the one speaking, I'm going to be like, Gasa Levinach, be quiet already. You can do it like that. You can have a statement that way, but your kids will hate it. So part of stages, you give out candy, you give out clothes, you give out, and you let the kids say things, and sometimes the kids are saying things which are really not part of the Mississippi's design, but that's also clothes they're going to let the kids be involved to give their thing which they love. Very nice. Okay, wonderful.
What's that word again?
This is a nightmare, yeah. So, but we don't want that. We want to say that to be a geschmack experience, a one of our years. So if you're able to balance it, and you've got everything, and the women want to say, and the children want to say, and yet you've still managed to make it by that's the best, yeah? Like, when we were younger, that's what this Shimon Schwab said. I know when we were younger, the question we started in school was, how long was your Seder? You know, as of 3:45 in the morning, well, we won. And he says, Shimon Schwab says, if I was there, I'd say, did you manage to get up again about the Seder? That was the thing. It's true. Up again about the Seder is definitely a gewaltig thing which we've seen. According to most of your name, you have to get up again about the Seder. And therefore, I found it's a gewaltig thing. But we have to realize that there's other factors involved. So I invite you, you've got the kids, you have to make arrangements and put those guys twice. Here and there, everything has to be done on the first night, you have to get it right, so you don't have a second chance. Therefore, if you have to be more relaxed, then let it take a bit longer, those lines. So make sure to get your matzah by chatzis. That's likuva to get your matzah by chatzis. Comes around when you have longer, but you can't make a bracha over it in the halacha. So make sure you get matzah by chatzis. Now we're going to have to come on. So we said the answer of the Tanai of Zabdi Neza, there's an R on it, and maybe you can't be Yetzer because of the Kedir Afi Yodam Anadea, it's an R on it, so you jump on, you got the Rambam, so you sing it on, you can put it all together. There is such an age to do that. I myself do it, and the other is fine.
What do you think? If the brother on the that master, you say it on the first meal at the day mostly, and it's supposed to carry over to when you do eat the apikon. Are you allowed to say it if you're using that tonight because it's possible and it would be brother with the power?
I'm just saying an additional ha'ara that we saw in the Rashbam that it commits his matzah is the last kazai.
Right.
And Achim is last you make is going to that. So again, here we put the whole with it tonight. That if it commits his matzah is this kazai, so I want to be able to do this. So if not, then it's going to carry on for afterwards. So, ha'ara. Yeah, Rashbam. Rashbam tells us there's one sad maybe in it, but
what do you think of the system that you should start to say
the early Kabbalah Yom Kippur? Kasha Song. Say the start at Sefer Yochot, not early. Kiddush has to be done after Sefer Yochot. Why? Two reasons for that.
Maybe Mama should say so. It's the funny. Really.
Are you seeing Davin Mayer version?
Yeah.
Ah, Davin Mayer version. Oh, send it out.
Say that.
I don't know if I was saying it's going to be
great. That's not Kasha Song. This is being different to the world. Say that.
Yeah,
yeah,
but it always does.
So
after you just take that second potential second
design
of
Afi Koman,
so with the
eating
and all this, everyone eat afterwards?
Yeah. I eat my Afi Koman.
Yeah.
My Afi Koman a few of it all the better, yeah?
Yeah.
I wait a few minutes to talk after it, and then I continue eating. For the grown ups, I tell them to do that. For the younger kids, they can be sent off another kiva.
You have to eat after that, because you can eat whatever you want.
Yeah.
You say
that second again? No.
No.
I can't eat.
You can't eat.
Right?
You say
the night
out
loud?
Oh, wait,
you have to say the family
in.
You have to.
Just the one that comes when you have to.
I've only once managed to get up to go and I'm not interested in what I think, because we've only seen him, there's a lot of Rishonim said that after that Rosh Hashanah. A lot of Rishonim, you're right, you got the Rambam, it says not enough, say that, okay, a lot of Rishonim say that after that Rosh Hashanah.
Have you ever seen
what? I've given you an answer. So, there are other issues with Islamism, but for those that need it, you can rely on it. For the others that need it, so let's have a go of our homers. Obviously, there's a bit of kabur with it together with this.
According to the Rishad, that the beginning,
right?
Like the book.
Yeah,
this is. So, first of all, this whole discussion is not even okay,
yeah? It is. Because I've been going on.
What?
I've been going on, though. I've been going on, and everyone's asking me to have a bit of a conversation. The fact is, the conversation is when the first Kedais is the Greiser, and after coming out afterwards is the Drabom and Jacob the Kohen Pesach.
You had your Mahathis waiting for
Kedais.
By
Because after Kedais, Jacob the Kohen Pesach. And the Kohen Pesach had to be eaten by Kedais. Why do we have Afi Koman? To remind ourselves of the Kompetter. To create the Kompetter. To remind us of the Kompetter. Since the Kompetter has to be eaten by Kompetter, therefore Afi Koman has to be eaten by Kompetter. Then it's Rabbonim, you're right, you're the human kind of the right stuff. It's Rabbonim stuff. We're just trying to get Afi Koman by Kompetter.
How do
we
know that it's percussion? You know, there's a discussion.
No, who cares? The reason why we eat Afi Koman, why do we eat Afi Koman? Since they took the Kompetter.
Okay, there's a lot of dinim on Kabbalah Pesach, so why does certain dinim are Rukash, certain aren't?
Rukash means that if I'm having matzah, for the sake of matzah, doesn't have halachas of Kabbalah Pesach.
Right.
So if I'm having matzah purely for the sake of Kabbalah Pesach, then of course it has to be similar to Kabbalah Pesach. It's not roasted and it's not meat, yeah, but it's, and the reason why I'm eating this piece of matzah, to remember the Korban Pesach. So then, if you're going to eat it or in February to amend the Korban Pesach, you take it when the Korban Pesach could be eaten. Shabbos.